Imnandi the ngendebe ningilento. The late great Brown Dizesh. Puff and Pass, it's 959 Car Drive on the streets, on the air. Happy birthday to Double HP. Then we kicked off the show with Foxy Brown. Oh yeah. And I've got to say, I'm pretty happy about that. So here's the deal. Some people want to mark the register, others just sang along.
Mrs. West, on the streets, on the AM, to mark the register, Kucho from Midrand. That's all. Marking the register, to see about it. Thank you,
ACNG. Shout out, shout out, shout out.
I touch a gun, the season, I'm going to be a shisa. I touch a gun, the season, I'm going to be a shisa. I can't drive on the streets, on the air. I'm looking forward to a great show, Mrs. West.
Thank you, thank you. Do you guys realize that this guy was singing the wrong song?
I would know.
He thought he was singing Kukangamatolo.
Serious?
I touch it like, nah, this is a way to go. But this was actually Puff and Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sound very similar. You could mix them then.
Well, they were produced by DJ Cleo, both of them. Oh. Cleo was hot, hot, hot. You couldn't touch him. Yeah.
Then he tried to be a goalkeeper for Vitz, and that's what was happening there.
Then he couldn't touch the ball. Then the ball was hot, hot, hot. He couldn't touch it. Kile Huma, what's got you upset?
I'm not upset.
I was shaking hand for.
Nothing, please. Wow.
Straight.
Okay. Apparently, DJ Cleo is going to be on Breakfast on Friday. Cleopas, that's his full name.
Oh, serious?
Well, when I heard it was Cleopas, I was like, ah, I understand why you call yourself Cleo now. Yeah, Cleopas is not cool at all, bruh.
Where does that even come from? Is it biblical?
I don't know.
Cleopas.
Yeah.
And what does it mean? I'm sure it's cool, man. Them are going to ask all these questions.
Cleopas in pass. So, Lalela, on Sunday, I was on Instagram. Then I saw this account. And it had the same name as my mom. And it just followed me. I was like, oh, okay. This must be a coincidence. I went to the account. There was no pictures, nothing. I was like, sharp. Then like an hour later, this account now had a picture. And I went and it was my mom's picture. Yeah. Then I called her immediately. I was like, mom, are you on Instagram? She was like, no. So my nieces use my mom's phone a lot. So they obviously opened up an Instagram account and then they just started to use her name and her ID. And I was like, no, man, have them shut that thing down. So they did. But imagine parents on social media.
Sure.
Yeah.
My parents aren't even on Facebook. Well, as far as I know, I'm not on Facebook. I left Facebook like in 2009. At least no, 2012. So I'm not sure if they are, but I don't think they are.
My mom is not on either. My mom is not on Facebook. She's only on WhatsApp. And thank God, because my mom is so nosy. Like, I'd post an update and she'll be like, who are you talking about? Is this you? Is this your new person? I'm like, you see now, this is why I can't have you on social media. But thank God.
Yeah.
She's not anywhere else than WhatsApp.
And I think in a time with memes and things that we just find so funny,
They
can't relate. Yeah. And they take a lot of things personally. I think the issue with my mom now is on WhatsApp. She is convinced that I've blocked her.
Really?
Yeah.
And have you?
So I haven't. So she'd see posts from my aunt or things that I've posted. And she's like, why did I not see this? Did you block me from it? Kanti, you know, it's just about time and when she actually tried to view it, the status expired. So that kind of thing.
Yeah. Facebook? So she's not on Facebook.
She's not on Facebook. She used to be, though.
What happened? She got tired.
She fell off.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
And these things came after, like, parents, a lot of parents. Well, I'm assuming at our age mates' parents.
Yeah.
Because, and it's tough to catch on to these things. I'm sure my kid, when they are old enough, social media is going to be very different. And I'll be that old person going, let's keep my imagination. Like,
that's funny.
Let me just jump off because I don't know what is happening. And I'll be like, oh, shame, dad, you're still on Twitter.
But there are also cool moms who are like on Facebook. And sometimes I'd used to like envy their relationship. You know, those just cool moms. Like, oh, Google Tanda. You're like, they know the things, man. They comment, they post nice pictures. Yeah. My mom is just not one of those. She's not cool.
You know what my thing is? I view social media as a room. Or I guess a world But in this world, there's all types.
Yeah.
And the way people behave in social media, I would not like my parents to be in that room. Because that do matter.
True.
People are so unruly. They're so rude. Mm. Yeah, man. Imagine now I woke up, somebody swearing at my mom. I mean, you know, I just don't want that. So yeah. I was like, rather not. Especially with me, like having a private profile. You know how people get. I can take that. I signed up for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no way should my parents have to take that.
True.
That's why I don't even tweet my sisters publicly. I never want anybody to know what their account is. Because people are weird, man. Mm. People are weird.
Yeah.
So let us know what your thoughts are. Parents on social media, are you for or are you against? Give us a call, 086-000-0959. Then hit us up on WhatsApp, 063-688-0959. Welcome to the show.